Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Quincy on the Law. This is Quincy, your host, and we're here for another episode of Quincy on the Law. So first things first, the retired President Kibaki has died. We pray that may the Lord rest his soul in peace. May he rest in eternal power. But now I'm really tempted to analyze the laws relating to the death of presidents, whether it's a president-elect, a president in office, or a retired president. So you will note that in Kenya, under Kenyan laws, we do have three types of presidents. That's the president-elect, president in office, and a retired president. So let's start. What happens when a president-elect dies? Basically, this is death before assuming office. Now, Article 139 of the Constitution posits that if a president-elect dies after being declared elected as president, but before assuming office, then the deputy president-elect shall be sworn in as an acting president on the date on which the president-elect would otherwise have been sworn in, and a fresh election to the office of the president shall be held within 60 days after the death of the president-elect. What happens if the deputy president-elect dies before assuming office? When the deputy president elect dies before assuming office, then the office of the deputy president shall be declared vacant on the assumption of office by the person declared elected as president. If both persons declared elected as the president elect and the deputy president elect die before assuming office, then the Speaker of the National Assembly shall act as president from the date on which the president elect would otherwise have been sworn in, and a fresh presidential election shall be conducted within 60 days after the second death. So, what is this important procedure that occurs before a president elect becomes a president in office? This is simple. This is being sworn into office, which is governed by the Assumption of Office Act. So, constitutionally speaking, those are the laws that govern death before assuming office of the president or office of the deputy president. So let's move swiftly to what laws govern death in the office of the president / deputy president. Article 146 of the Constitution of Kenya states that the office of the president shall become vacant if the holder of the office dies. When the holder of the office of the president dies, then the deputy president shall assume office as the president for the remainder of the term of the president. Or, if the office of the deputy president is equally vacant, or the deputy president is unable to assume the office of the president, then the Speaker of the National Assembly shall act as president, and an election to the office of the president shall be held within 60 days after the vacancy arose in the office of the president. A good example is our neighboring country, Tanzania. They lost their president, Mzee Magufuli, may his soul rest in peace as well, and the deputy president assumed office, and it seems that she's serving till the end of the term. However, we're not experts in Tanzanian law. We're striving to be experts in Kenyan law. So that's what happens when we have death in the office of the president or death in the office of the vice president. So let's move swiftly to the last juncture or bit of this pod episode, which is the death of a retired president. What laws govern this? I have searched far and wide for a definition of what or who is a retired president. I haven't found it in the Constitution, but I've traced it under the Presidential Retirement Benefits Act. Section 2 of this act defines a retired president as: this is a person who, having held the office of the president, has ceased to hold office as such in the manner specified in the Constitution. Section 7 of the Presidential Retirement Benefits Act talks about spousal benefits, and it states that upon the death of a retired president who is in receipt of or who is entitled to a pension under that act, his surviving spouse shall be entitled to benefits amounting to 50% of such pension. As we know, his wife, Mama Lucy Kibaki, is also dead. So I guess the benefits will go to children as per Section 7A. 7A posits that the pension shall be payable to the children, and if there is only one child, the pension is paid at the rate of 25% of the pension entitlement of the entitled person. If there are two or more children, a pension at the rate of 50% of the pension entitlement of the deceased entitled person, to be divided equally for the benefit of each child. I suppose Kibaki had more than two children. So, Section 12 of this Act is where I can find the first mention of a state funeral. It states that a state funeral, upon the death of a retired president, he or she shall be accorded a state funeral. Now, whereas we cannot find any constitutional backing as per state funeral, we do recall with some healthy construction that the act of burial has some cultural connotations. And in our constitution of Kenya, the right to culture is provided for under Article 11 of the constitution of Kenya. So through a healthy construction, we can indeed say that the state indeed does offer state funerals in furtherance of Article 11 of the Constitution of Kenya, because we can't seem to find any legislation that specifically governs state funeral. Historically, I'm reading a paper by Dr. Tinega Intabo Charles, and he states that in Kenya, we've only had five state funerals. The first one was by Mzee Jomo Kenyatta, was for Mzee Jomo Kenyatta. The second one was for, that was in 1978. The second one was in 2003, when we had one done for Michael Omalwa. The third one was for Professor Wangari Maathai. The next one was for Lucy Kibaki. The last case was for Daniel Moi in 2020. And then the next case is going to be for Mzee Moi Kibaki. Also, as per practice, but I've not found it in any regulation, the president has, of course, through a presidential proclamation, declared that it's a national time of mourning, and all flags are going to be flown at half-mast. I've also noticed that the military have taken over. So perhaps these are military honours. The origin of military traditions can be traced to America in 1952, where the Kentucky Senator one Mr. Henry Clay became the first person to have lain in state in U.S. Capitol. And he was accorded military honours. This tradition would later spread to other countries, where notable leaders such as World War II British Premier Winston Churchill, Queen Elizabeth, and President Ronald Reagan were accorded the tradition during the state funerals. There is, however, no specific law or legislation that governs state funerals, how they should be conducted, when they should be conducted. Apart from presidents, who is to be accorded it? We just know it's honorable statesmen, but there should be a criteria. There seems to have been many differences between the five state funerals that we've had in Kenya, and these differences should be decreased so that we can have some uniformity. So I think it's a call to Parliament that they should begin to think about this state funeral issue and come up with legislation to govern the same. Nothing under the sun should not be governed by law. I think so. So, ladies and gentlemen, that was all for this podcast. I learned quite a lot. This is all very new information to me as well. But I liked analyzing it. I hope you learned a lot. This is Quincy on the Law. Please subscribe for more.